Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News. We're joined tonight by three members of the City Council, Shea Flynn, Jim Strickland, and Lee Harris. Bill Drees, also senior reporter from the Memphis Daily News. Let's start with the budget and budget chairman Strickland. Will there be a tax increase? That's what the people of Memphis want to know.
I hope not. And I count a tax increase as anything over our $3.11 tax rate. Right now, the mayor's proposed what he calls a continuation budget, which because the collective property values in Memphis have gone down, the rate would have to go up just to even out the tax collections. So he's proposed a $3.39 tax rate. He calls it an even rate or even collections. I call it a tax rate increase, and that's where the battle will be.
Shea Flynn, is it possible to keep the budget, the tax rate at $3.11 with the decline in property values, which is what the mayor, I guess, would say is the causing that increase? Can you do it, or do you have to do major cuts to make that happen?
You would have to do some cuts. Through the elaborate state formula, you get to about what we know now is a 3.7% decrease in property value. You also have to put in there a 3.5% for appeals. So if your tax, you're looking at a 7.2% increase or about $28 million. So if you're looking at your new assessment and you didn't go down 7.2% or more, it would be a tax increase for you. And we know that commercial properties went up in the valuation. That's why the decrease is not higher. That's why I think it's really, really important that we don't just sit there and fall into, we need the same revenues, that's fair, that's even, because it's not.
Councilman Harris, get your take on that key question. I mean, no one wants their taxes increased. Is it possible to make up for that declining property value without raising taxes?
And one thing I want to see from the budget process, and one thing I've asked the mayor and also asked his division directors as they come down, is I want to hear them articulate a vision of where they're going to take their division and where they're going to take the city. And this budgeting process is a chance for them to articulate that vision. So right now, I'm not satisfied. So I'm not going to do a double whammy. A double whammy for me is a tax hike and people don't get the government that they want. Mm-hmm. And so they don't get the sidewalks for the kids to walk to school. They don't get the community centers. They don't get the parks. They don't get anything like that. And right now, that's what we're facing. We're facing a tax hike.
Bill.
Jim, are you all working on a budget here with the idea that in July you're going to vote on whether or not to put a sales tax hike referendum on the ballot?
Shea and I had proposed a half percent sales tax increase to really go for funding pre-K education and to reduce our property tax rate. But we were operating under the assumption that the mayor was going to propose a budget at $3.11, not raise our tax rate. When we found out about a month ago that he was going to propose an increase in the tax rate, we just worried that, you know, we knew the county was going to raise the tax rate, and then the city would raise the tax rate, and then a few months later, we'd ask the citizens to raise their sales tax rate. I'm not so sure the city would vote for that. And remember, just last fall, they voted 3-1 against a sales tax increase. Mm-hmm. So what we've committed to do is work very hard to try to pare down the mayor's budget, get it down to $3.11, and then kind of revisit where we are on the sales tax.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.